Law 11 is one of the shorter of the 17 laws, but it's also one of the most complicated and misunderstood. A player is in an offside position if he is nearer to the opponent's goal line than both the ball and the second last opponent, but he is not in an offside position if he's in his own half of the field of play, is level with the second last defender, or is level with the last two opponents. There's no offence if a player receives the ball directly from a goal kick, a throw-in, or a corner kick. However, it's not an offence in itself to be in an offside position. In this example, the attacking player in white scores, but when the ball is played to him, a teammate is clearly in an offside position and not interfering with play. The teammate is not penalised for being in an offside position, however, since he's not involved in active play. A player is only penalised for being in an offside position if, at the moment the ball touches or is played by a teammate, he is, in the opinion of the referee, involved in active play by interfering with play. Let's look in detail at some examples of applying Law 11. In this example, the player in front of the goal is in an offside position when the ball is played to him by a teammate and is interfering with play because he touched the ball. A very similar position, and the player in an offside position is playing or touching the ball passed or touched by a teammate, therefore is again correctly penalised for interfering with play. In this example, the player in an offside position may be penalised before playing or touching the ball, if, in the opinion of the referee, no other teammate in an onside position has the opportunity to play the ball. This is an excellent example of a player correctly being penalised for interfering with an opponent. The ball is going towards the goal, but he's standing in an offside position. When the ball strikes him, he's interfering with an opponent and the goal is disallowed. By interfering with an opponent, the player is preventing an opponent from playing or being able to play the ball by clearly obstructing the opponent's line of vision, which, in the opinion of the referee, deceives or distracts an opponent. In this example, the goal is disallowed as the player is gaining advantage by being in an offside position. The player in white plays the ball that is rebounded from the goalkeeper, whilst he was in an offside position. The decision on whether or not a player is offside is taken when the ball is kicked, and not when he receives it. In this example, the law is correctly applied, and a goal is scored. It's very difficult for assistants to assess offside when the ball is played over a long distance, because they must take into account the position of the kicker as well as the position of the receiver. Another ball played over a long distance, and again a correct signal from the assistant. The assistant referees have a key role to play in applying offside correctly. They must concentrate, be well positioned, and must read the play.